are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
All I want for Christmas is a trip to the fantasy playoffs.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That guy's Trey. And the time is now. Buddy, what's happening?
What's going on, man? I think I speak for all the Steelers fans when I say Mason Rudolph, baby, because Mitch was not doing it.
Yeah.
It's sad, you know, when your own fan base is chanting you off the field, but Patriots got the dub.
They did get the dub. Zappy hour, man. He was tearing it up, bro. I mean, who saw that coming? Honestly, he played terrible the week before. Mm-hmm. Comes in just killing it, man. Hope you guys started Hunter Henry in your tight end slot too.
Yeah, right.
Two touchdowns, two tugs, man. I loved it. Yeah, I've seen people holding signs about all we want for Christmas is Rudolph or mm-hmm. bring in something like that, right?
Yeah.
crazy, man. But we've got your starts and sits for week 14, man. Before we get into that, though, we've got to get a quick word from our friends over at Manscaped.
The leaders in below the waist grooming have just launched their fifth generation lawnmower to help you avoid another silent night in the bedroom this year. Take care of your special snowflake with Manscaped and watch your South Pole shine like never before.
Oh.
Get the best stocking stuffers, starting with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This is the crown jewel of the holidays, and dare I say, the best ball trimmer of all time. The electric razor's advanced skin-safe technology is a lifesaver, and known for reducing nicks and cuts on his Santa sack. So go to manscaped.com, use our promo code SUPERFLEX20, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping worldwide.
Woo, I love it, baby. All the Christmassy stuff you got going on there. Yeah, guys, listen to your boy Trey, man. Manscaped has got some banging deals for the holiday season. Get your dad or your significant other something unique for the holidays, man. Like Trey said, manscaped.com, promo code SUPERFLEX20, man. Get some good stuff this season.
Do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But hey, we have got a job to do, my good sir, man. And we have got your starts and sits for week 14. Guys, if you got any questions, please throw them down in the comments. And please help your boys out by hitting that like button. We appreciate it. It makes all the difference to us.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, this week, though, teams on a bye. We've got the Cardinals and the Commanders. There's a couple in there that might hurt you a little bit, but nothing too bad this week, Trey.
Not too bad. Not too bad. But I'm going to miss my Trey McBride.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Me too. Me too. But, yeah, let's go ahead and do it, buddy. Let's jump to the first game here, man. Starting off the week, we've got the Texans at the Jets.
Over-under for this game is 38 points. Vegas have the Texans picked to win by 5.5. And the way this Jets team has been playing and the way these Texans have been rolling, you got to go with the Texans here.
Yes, sir. I'm going Texans definitely in this game, man. Jets defense could be the only worry that really hasn't stopped CJ Stroud up until this point. I know Zach Wilson is back in the lineup. I will be the first to admit I was wrong when I said Nick Boyle is going to be better than Zach Wilson. I bet Jets fans are actually happy to see Zach Wilson back in the lineup, Trey.
No doubt. No doubt.
Crazy stuff, man. But let's jump to some Texans starts. Let's see. CJ Stroud, start him up. Nico Collins, start this guy up. I like Brevin Jordan also as a start in this game. I believe me and Trey are actually starting him in it somewhere. Noah Brown should be back. Flex him. I wouldn't go too crazy with some Noah Brown. If you're in a pinch, flex Noah Brown. And Damian Pierce and Devin Singletary. Again, I wouldn't go crazy, but in a pinch, I'd flex either one of those guys.
Yeah, I would definitely start Devin Singletary over Damian Pierce. You got to say it every week.
Yeah, every week, every week. Hey, Vito says Brevin should have a good game.
Yeah, man, I've got Jordan Brevin everywhere. I had Trey McBride. You know, that was my easy filler. He was on every waiver wire. I just popped him off, popped him in, ready to go. I'm riding with him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Riding with him as well, my friend. Hopping to some Jets starts. Breece Hall, I know he's kind of popping up on the injured list. I'm pretty sure this guy is in there. I like starting him up. Tyler Conklin and Garrett Wilson with Zach Wilson back. I will start these guys, but I'm not expecting like anything too crazy, Trey.
I agree. I agree. But I do like Garrett Wilson with Zach Wilson a hell of a lot better than Boyle.
Yeah. Get that Wilson to Wilson connection going again, Trey. I like it. Texans, Jets, man. Anytime the Texans are playing, I'm excited now, man. And I love that.
Yeah, man. It's definitely exciting. I mean, for them to even be in the playoff race is insane to me.
Yeah, man. All it took was one player, I guess, right?
No doubt.
But let's go ahead and jump to the next one, Trey. This week, we've got the Rams at the Ravens.
Over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas have the Ravens picked to win by 7.5. And I'm hearing all these things about how the Ravens are the best team in the NFL. Well, this week is going to take a turn for the worse because the Rams are getting the W.
Ooh, okay. I mean, I see it. I can see it happening. I'm going to ride with the Ravens here. I know you don't like riding with the Ravens ever. But I think I'm taking the Ravens to take the dub in this one, buddy.
Like I said, and I said the same thing I said last year, their defense makes them look good because their offense is awful. But jumping to my Rams starts, Matthew Stafford, fire him up. Kyren Williams, you got to fire this dude up. Cooper Kupp is healthy. Puka is ready to go. Sounds like he's good to go and healthy, so get those guys out there. DeMarcus Robinson, I think, in a pinch is flex worthy. I think it's gonna, you know, he's getting a little work here and there. Nothing too crazy, but I think you can throw him out there. And then Tyler Higbee is doubtful for this game, which is another reason why I think DeMarcus Robinson is going to get a little bit more work. Because if Tyler Higbee doesn't play, I don't even care who's coming in. I'm not grabbing him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you when it comes to that, man. Puka, man, he really took a hard hit last week. I really thought he'd be out a little longer. Turns out he's probably going to play, huh?
Yeah, man. So Sean McVay come out in practice and said that basically he had a limited practice, and he's like, I don't know what that means because Puka did more than everybody else out there. So
yeah, limited, I guess not.
But jumping to my Ravens starts, Lamar Jackson, obviously you got to fire this dude up. Keaton Mitchell is first in the depth chart, and last week he got 46% of the snaps, where Gus Edwards only got 26%. So I'm leaning Keaton Mitchell over Gus Edwards, but neither one of these guys put up a lot of points last week, and I don't think they'll do much greater this week. But if I'm picking one, I'm going Keaton Mitchell. You know, Zay Flowers had his best week before the bye, so ride that train, you know, fire him up, get Zay Flowers out there. And Odell is one of those flex situations where you can hope and pray for a good game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a segment on another YouTube channel, man, and I had Odell as one of my flex starts of the week. You know how much that pained me to do so, but I got him in there as a flex start, so I like it, Trey.
And then Isaiah Likely obviously hasn't shown us what he did last year, but he's manageable enough that if you have a pinch and you need a fill-in tight end, he can do it.
I mean, I hope so. Likely had, I feel like, one, maybe two good games last week, and we've all kind of been riding that wave that happened then. So, I mean, hopefully he'll get it together because he doesn't have a lot more time. You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rams, Ravens, battle of the R's. We'll see how she goes. Let's get to the next game, Trey. This week we've got the Panthers at the Saints.
Over under for this game is 38.5 points. Vegas has the Saints picked to win by 5.5. And I'm going to lead on the side of what makes sense and go with the Saints.
You're going with the Saints? Yeah. I mean, I think Jameis Winston may get to start. Derek Carr is still kind of, it could happen. We don't know exactly. I know he was concussed last week and a shoulder injury. I mean, you just got to take the Saints here. I want the Panthers to win, but I think the Saints are probably the right call.
Yeah, man. I mean, you saw the Bucks-Panthers game last week.
Yeah, we did. We did. Hey, Ryan Kroger just popping in. Start Keaton or Gus. I feel like bad weather in Baltimore calls for more Gus bus. Let me know.
Like I said, you know, last week Keaton had 46% of the snaps. Gus only had 26. I'm leaning Keaton over Gus this week.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, but I could see what you're saying with the weather, Gus bus coming in, trucking through. I don't know. They've just been giving Keaton a little more work lately. So I think I'm going to go with Trey on this one. But let's jump to some Panthers starts in this game. Chuba Hubbard, Adam Thielen, and I'm only like flexing Adam Thielen. Like, I don't know what happened to you, Adam, but you were killing it for me in the beginning. Felt like a great grab in the later rounds, but I don't know now.
Yeah, man, I even remember watching a couple people talk about how Adam Thielen's hype is going to die down, sell him high, and I didn't have him anywhere I would have, but it's sad to see, man, because I was really excited to see Adam Thielen going off.
Me too, buddy, and the problem is he always has – there's always that possibility that he is going to go off, so it's hard to sit him, you know?
No doubt.
I mean, he was up there in the wide receiver list. So, I mean, it's just tough. It's tough. Get to some Saints starts. Alvin Kamara, and I kind of said it earlier, super flex. In a super flex where there's nobody out there, Derek Carr, Alvin, or Jameis Winston, maybe throw one of those guys in there if need be, like in like an emergency situation. Chris Olave, it don't matter who's throwing him the ball. He seems to figure out how to get yards and tugs. So start Chris Olave up. Taysom Hill is on the injured list. There's a good chance he'll play. If he does, I think you got to start him, Trey.
Yeah, man, I'm starting Taysom Hill every week if he's out there.
Yes, sir, buddy. Yes, sir. Yeah, Panthers, Saints, got a few NFC South battles this week, man. We'll get to the next one here in a few, but let's go to the next game, Trey. This week we got the Colts at the Bengals.
Over-under for this game is 40 points, and Vegas have the Colts picked to win by 2.5, baby. Give me Minshew Mania. I'm riding with the stash.
Are you? You're riding with the stash. They're getting some magic. I mean, I can see it, but I'm going to go Bengals here in this game, buddy. Jake Browning, he's got the weapons, you know, and he had near-perfect passer rating last week game. I'm going to take the Bengals, Trey.
Yeah, man, I get it completely. I just I'm riding with Minshew because I love this dude, and I think that he's manageable enough to pull it off the dub. But jumping to my Colts starts, I got Gardner Minshew on there, mostly for super flex leagues, but the guy almost put up 400 yards last week, so maybe even single quarterback. Jonathan Taylor is out of this game, so Zach Moss is going to definitely be manageable and could have a great game. You know, he's shown us that he can have great games. I know he didn't have a great one last week, but he's definitely – you got to fire him up. Michael Pittman Jr., you got to fire this man up. He's been constantly good. I mean, way better than I expected him to be this year. And then Alec Pierce, I think, is flexible this week. I think you can throw him in the flex.
Interesting. Flex Alec Pierce. Yeah, okay. Pity City, you're right, man. I didn't expect too much coming from him either, with Anthony Richardson being more of a running quarterback. Minshew and him seem to have some kind of chemistry, buddy, and I'm feeling some Pity City this year.
Yeah, man, and sit Josh Downs.
Yeah, sit Downs, Josh. You know what I mean?
Jumping to my Bengals starts, Jake Browning, I think in Superflex is worth it. I don't think I would push him enough to start him in single QB. Joe Mixon, got to start this man up. Jamar Chase, still got to fire him up. T. Higgins, I think, is flexible, but I don't think he's, like, start-worthy anymore. I mean, it's really sad to see the way Higgins has fallen this year, but I think he's still flexible. But I'm not starting Tyler Boyd probably the rest of the year. It's just not been good even when Higgins is not in the game. And then also sit Tanner Hudson.
Yeah, Tanner Hudson, man, I needed him to get just a few yards last week in a bet, man, that I had going on. Boyd got it for me, man, so I like Tanner Hudson. I mean, in a pinch, if there's nobody on the tight end thing, I could see him getting 45 yards and maybe a tug, you know? But yeah, Mixon, man, Mixon's tearing it up the last half of the year, man. I love what I'm seeing out of Joe Mixon. He started off a little slow, but he's really, the Bengals really need him in the running game, and they're throwing him the ball, man, a lot. And PPR leagues, Mixon is worth something for sure.
Oh yeah.
I like it, buddy. I like what I'm seeing. Gonna be an interesting game. Colts at Bengals. I'm excited actually to watch that one, Trey.
No doubt.
But let's go to the next game, another battle in the NFC South. We've got the Buccaneers at the Falcons.
Over-under for this game is 39 points. Vegas have the Falcons picked to win by 2.5. And what can I say but Baker Mayfield, man. Give me the Bucks.
Yes, sir. Baker. There's no Baker magic, but this guy is just hyped, bro. And he's just out there just pumped, and I'm loving what I'm seeing. I feel like the team is rallying behind him. I feel like there's a lot of talent on this team, and they just haven't quite figured out how to put it together yet. So give me the Bucks for the dub too, my friend.
Yeah, man. You know, I actually saw this stat the other day that blew me away, that Baker has the almost the same win-loss ratio as Justin Herbert. And one guy got ran out of his city and the other guy got $250 million. So,
wow. That's a very interesting stat line, actually.
Yeah, man. I think even Baker had one less loss.
Wow. Insane. I mean, yeah, it's been crazy, buddy. But let's get to some Buccaneers starts in this game. Start Baker Mayfield. Start Rashad White. Mike Evans, bro, start that dude. Cade Otton in a pinch. I know last week he didn't even record a catch. I think they know the Falcons pretty well, and the Falcons know them pretty well. So I think they're going to look Cade Otton's way quite a few times. And then Chris Godwin, I mean, it's really been tough what I've been seeing out of my boy Chris Godwin. If you have to flex him, I mean, if there's a better option, I would definitely pivot if absolutely necessary.
I got one for you. Noah Brown or Chris Godwin?
Ugh, I'm going Chris Godwin because at least I know Godwin's going to definitely play and at least get a catch or two.
Okay, I feel you.
I mean, but, you know, Noah Brown can pop off at any moment, and that is the scary issue there. But I just think I'd stick with Godwin when it comes to that one. Just feels safer, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's jump to some Falcons starts in this game, man. Bijan Robinson, the Bucs' run defense is not what it used to be. There's still a lot of talk of people not being able to run on them, but I'm seeing people run on them every week, and I hate to see it. Got a linebacker out. Devin White is still out of this game, so fire Bijan up. And I think Jonnu Smith also has a pretty okay game. I know it's been rough the last few weeks, but I think you could throw Jonnu Smith in there, Trey.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Buccaneers, Falcons. I like it. Let's go to the next game, Trey. We got the Jaguars at the Browns.
Over-under for this game is 38.5 points. Vegas have the Jaguars picked to win by 3. I think the Browns pull this game off, man.
I agree. They haven't even named a starter yet. Even after what Joe Flacco did last week, Jorian Thompson and him are kind of like in a race to see who's going to start. I feel like you got to throw Flacco out there. Just the Browns defense, enough said, Trey.
Exactly. I definitely think Flacco is the choice. But speaking of another team that hasn't announced which quarterback is starting, the Jaguars in my starts, Trevor Lawrence is questionable for this game. You know, so it's crazy, you know, with the ankle sprain and everything like that, the way he walked off the field, it looked like he was going to be out several weeks, but he's questionable to play. He might be out there. If he's not, CJ Beathard's going to be there, and I like him as a start if Lawrence isn't there. ETN is also questionable, but it's his ribs, and the same thing he was questionable for last week, and he played 60% of the snaps, so throw him out there, line him up, get him ready to go. Calvin Ridley is startable. Obviously, the world's saddest news for us here at 4th and Flex, Christian Kirk is on IR, so we're out there. I think that Zay Jones might be flexible, but you're taking a big risk with that. I would rather start Parker Washington in this game, regardless of the quarterback. Parker Washington was looking amazing last week. And then Evan Engram, especially if Beathard's out there. I mean, I watched the last 2 minutes of that game, and Evan Engram had like 7 targets in the last 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. I actually like Zay Jones as a start in this game, Trey. Parker Washington, yeah, if Beathard's out there, I definitely like Parker Washington as a start as well. Just one of those guys who was waiting on his opportunity. But like you said, Christian Kirk, IR, basically done with the fantasy season, Trey.
6 to 8 weeks.
Ouch. Ouch. Christian Kirk, hey, still counts, though. I said he was going to be great this year, and I'm pretty sure he was pretty good, Trey.
Yeah, man, he got me to where I am. I just needed him to keep me in, but we'll work it out. You know, I definitely, everywhere that I had Christian Kirk, I got Parker Washington. I'm hoping, you know, it's at least 75% of what Christian Kirk gave me.
The issue is Zay Jones. If Zay Jones can stay healthy, I think he was even on a snap count, a little bit of a snap count last week. If Zay Jones stays healthy, then I worry about Parker Washington. But if Zay Jones does what he's been doing all year and pulls a hammy, I think Parker Washington's a smash start, Trey.
No doubt. But jumping to my Brown starts, Dorian Thompson-Robinson is out of concussion protocol, but they still haven't named a starter. It could be Flacco. I think it should be Flacco. Jerome Ford, I think you got to start up. And then also, before I jump into that, I will say if Flacco is a starter, I think he's okay in a super flex. However, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I would feel a lot more nervous about starting him in a super flex league. Amari Cooper hasn't cleared concussion protocol, so still monitor that. I mean, if he does, you know, he's not going to be the Amari Cooper that he has been all year, but you should get enough points out of him to suffice. But if Flacco's in this game, my start of the week, Elijah Moore, his homeboy from the Jets. I think these dudes are connected. Their connection is on fire, and I want it to continue. That's why I hope Flacco starts in this game, because I'm loving some Elijah Moore this week. And also, David Njoku, you got to fire him up.
Woo, I like it. I like it. Elijah Moore, kind of, you know, slowly but surely making a name for himself as the Browns. And so is he still a start of the week if Amari plays?
Yeah, I think if Flacco's the quarterback, I think even if Amari plays, Elijah Moore's my start of the week.
Okay, I like it, buddy. I like it. Yeah, man, Elijah Moore in the coming from the Jets. I don't know. I think he hasn't recorded a 100-yard game in his since he's been a Brown yet. Could possibly see that this week, Trey.
Very possible.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. Going to be a ground and pound, I'm pretty sure. We've got the Lions at the Bears.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas have the Lions picked to win by 6. And crazy enough, I'm taking the Bears, baby, in the Windy City. Give me the Bears.
Okay. Wow. Okay, buddy. I see it. I see you. I'm going to take the Lions. I want it to be the Bears, but I'm going to take the Lions in this game. They've just been too dominant. I feel like what it's going to come down to here is who's got the better running game. Now, I feel like the Bears got more weapons when it comes to running games and fresher legs, but I feel like the Lions have a better thunder and lightning type thing going on.
I feel you. I feel you. But don't forget about the man on the field. Talking about Justin.
Well, I hope he does it, dude, because I got some Justin Fields in a lot of places. He fell to me in so many drafts this year, man. I hope you're right. I hope you're right, buddy.
Yeah, because he hasn't really paid up for that draft spot, has he?
Not quite yet, my friend. Not quite yet, but hoping to let that happen in the playoffs. Let's get to some Lions starts. Jared Goff, start him up. I like it. David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. I know Gibbs didn't do as well as we wanted him to last week, but I think, like I said, bad weather game. Start both of these guys up. Amon-Ra St. Brown. You can't ever sit that guy. And Sam Laporta, another one I feel like is a must start every week, Trey.
Without a doubt.
Sam bad weather and all. Dude. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Jump to some Bears starts, man. Justin Fields, DJ Moore, start him up. Khalil Herbert, and I think you can flex Roshan. And of course, you got to start up Cole Kmet, another guy who's just been better than he was last year, for sure.
No doubt, no doubt.
You like it?
I love it.
Yes, sir.
I want some more of it.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and jump to the next game, Trey. We got the Seahawks at the 49ers.
Over-under for this game is 46 points. Vegas have the 49ers picked to win by 11.5.
Oof.
You know, a lot of Seahawks are banged up this week. I don't think they win by that much, but I'll give the Niners the dub.
You know what, man? The Seahawks came out firing last week against the Cowboys in a probably game of the year. The Seahawks know how to play to their competition. So here's the thing with the 49ers. You can't let them get a big lead on you, because if they do, you're out of there. So as long as you can keep it a game, I think the Seahawks have a shot. That being said, I'm taking the 49ers to win this game, Trey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But jumping into my Seahawks starts, Geno Smith is questionable. That same elbow injury he's been playing on, I think he's going to roll out, ride it out, go ahead and start him up in super flex leagues. Kenneth Walker is questionable with a knee injury, but so is Charbonnet with the same knee injury. Honestly, if both of these guys are in the game, I'd be worried to start either one of them with that Niners defense. But if Kenneth Walker is out, I'm happily starting Charbonnet. But if Charbonnet is out, I'd be cautious starting Kenneth Walker, man. It's a tough combo, but you got to look at it from all directions. DK Metcalf, I mean, you're talking about triple touchdown DK Metcalf, you know you got to fire him up. Tyler Lockett, no thanks. I'm keeping him on the bench, not dropping him yet, but it just ain't looked pretty for me, and I'm not interested. And then Noah Fant, you know, I'm not saying start this dude, but he's been getting a lot more action, so keep an eye on him on the waiver.
For sure, buddy, for sure. It's you know, Tyler Lockett was one of those guys that was almost a sleeper, one of those boring picks that we talked about in the beginning of the season. He had a couple of games here and there, but I feel like Tyler Lockett's time is possibly over this year.
Yeah, man, it definitely looks like it.
It sucks. I hate it.
Jump into my Niner starts. This is pretty cut and dry every week. Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle. There you have it. I mean, all those guys are monsters, and they're killing it every week. So fire them all up.
Yes, sir. You are right when you say these things, Trey. You're right. Tommy over on YouTube popping up. What up, brothers?
What up, Tommy?
Tommy T in the building, people. What's up, buddy? But yeah, let's go ahead and jump to the next game. We've got the Vikings at the Raiders.
Over under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas have the Vikings picked to win by 2. Well, let me tell you something. If you don't already know, Jay Jettas is back and the Vikings are getting the dub.
Woo! I'm agreeing with you, buddy. Vikings get the dub. Jetta is back. The Raiders defense is take the Vikings for the dub, my friend. But let's go ahead and jump to some Viking starts. Against the Raiders, I like Josh Dobbs as a start this week, Trey. I know he had a rough game. He's getting another opportunity. We've seen this guy just get knocked down and just pull it back up from his bootstraps and get to going again. So start Joshua Dobbs. Start Justin Jefferson. Start Jordan Addison, too. I think once those two guys get to going, it's going to be a scary situation in the Vikings. TJ Hockenson, keep starting him up. Alexander Mattinson, start him up. Ty Chandler, the last time we saw Ty Chandler on the field, it was not good. If you're in a pinch, you could flex him. But other than that, I'm not touching him, Trey.
Yeah, man, I agree. You know, I still got Ty Chandler on my bench because he's got potential. It's just, you know, it's hard to monitor when it's going to happen and when it's not. So just be cautious with that pick. And everything else I love.
Yes, sir, you do. Let's get to some Raiders starts. Josh Jacobs, start him up. Davante Adams, start him up. And I like Jacoby Myers as a start as well, buddy. They're starting to get the ball over to him, and he's starting to know what to do with it.
Yeah, welcome back, Jacoby Myers. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir, we do. Welcome back indeed, buddy, because there was a couple games there, bud, where I was like, what happened, you know? Scary. It's crazy to me how players can start off great and become terrible, or start off terrible and then become great in the last half of the season, Trey.
Yeah, man, that's the best part about fantasy football. You know, you can't ever predict the what's going to happen. It's whatever you think is going to happen, take a left turn because it's not.
That's right, buddy. That's right. Vikings, Raiders, there's a lot of backup quarterbacks playing this year, Trey. A lot of backups.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. But honestly, it makes for an interesting game because, like I said, you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly. You definitely don't know. There's not a lot of film on these guys. I mean, you just don't know what you're dealing with. But let's go ahead and jump it up to the next game, Trey. We've got the Broncos at the Chargers.
Over-under for this game is 45 points. Vegas have the Chargers picked to win by 3. But the Chargers don't win football games. They just have good fantasy show outs. So give me the Broncos with the dub.
I mean, every week they act like they're going to win. And then, nope, not happening. Give me the Broncos for the dub as well, my friend.
Yes, sir. But jumping to my Broncos starts. Russell Wilson, you got to fire him up. Javonte Williams, start him up. Cortland Sutton, the man with the plan, got to fire him up. But I'm sitting Jerry Jeudy and Marvin Mims. These guys have just not been to the level that you want them to be. Jerry Judy's almost gag bag worthy.
Woo. Yes, sir. I like it.
But jumping to my Chargers starts. Justin Herbert, fire him up because he's good on the field. Just can't get the dub. Austin Eckler, it's one of those things, man. You can't bench Austin Eckler for the chance that he goes off, but it's been sad. But it's a manageable amount of points. You just have to pay attention and not expect him to go crazy. Keenan Allen is who you can expect to go crazy. This dude has been on fire all year. Fire him up. Quentin Johnson, I think, is flexible this week. I like him. He's been on the rise in targets. And then Gerald Everett's going to be, you know, just efficient enough. So if you just don't have nobody and Gerald Everett's out there, I think it's a good grab. But I'm not starting Jalen Guyton this week.
I agree, buddy. I love me some Gerald Everett. I've got him in a couple places. It's a big body tight end, man, on the waiver wire list this week. I like to start with Everett.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tommy's got a question for us over on YouTube. Okay, boys, it's a win and get in. Zeke gave 23 points, but Pacheco is out, so I need two, a running back and a flex. We got Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Elijah Moore, and Keaton Mitchell.
So, like I said earlier on the show, if Joe Flacco is in, Keaton or Elijah Moore is definitely got to be your flex option there. I think he's going to go crazy. Now, for CEH and Keaton Mitchell, that's tough for me because that Ravens backfield is split. And I do think that with Pacheco out, it's going to be split with CEH and McKinnon. But, you know, with the weather maybe that that's going on there, I might lean CEH.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. It's really tough because CEH, just whenever he's gotten the opportunity, he hasn't done much with it. But I think I lean CEH and Elijah Moore.
I agree. I agree for sure, man. CEH, I think, is going to get the work in Kansas City. You know, McKinnon was also on the injured list until this week. So McKinnon's just now coming back. I'm pretty sure that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to get the work because who else is there, you know?
Yeah, man.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for the question. Tommy, guys, if you got any more questions, throw them down in the comments. Don't forget to hit the like button. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex if you have not done so already. Let's go ahead and jump on to the next game, Trey. And it is our Manscaped Game of the Week. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This week, we've got the Bills at the Chiefs.
Over-under for this game is 48 points. Vegas have the Chiefs picked to win by 3. And I think we get a good game here, but I think the Chiefs get the dub, man. I'm thinking the Chiefs are tired of losing, and welcome back to the W because they're going to eat one.
Give me the Bills for the dub in this game, Trey. Bills, it's going to be a rematch of that amazing game that we saw, 2 years ago? Was it two? Yeah. And I think the Bills got a little something to prove. The Bills haven't been the Bills as of late, but I think the Bills take the dub, my friend.
Crazy.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's get to some Bills starts. I think the weather is going to be a little crappy in this game, but that's okay. They brought Josh Allen into New York because he can throw in bad weather. Give me Josh Allen as a start. QB1 on the year, by the way. Stephon Diggs, he's had some rough moments as of lately, but you could start him up. And that brings me to my start of the week, Gabe Davis. What? Yes, sir. Gabe Davis. You mean old 3 touchdowns in that game the other few years ago, Gabe Davis? Yes, sir. Give me Gabe Davis and a little magic back again, Trey.
Hey, man, I like it. I want to see a rematch of that amazing game. I mean, that was one of the best games ever. So I'd love to see that happen again, man. I like it.
Yes, sir. You do. You do. Start James Cook. Dalton Kincaid, I also like, is a start. But beware, Dawson Knox is coming off of IR. I don't think Dalton Kincaid, he's been too good. I feel like they need to keep feeding him the ball. And then Khalil Shakir, he could flex this guy if you had to, Trey.
Definitely, definitely. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's get to some Chiefs starts in this game. Patrick Mahomes, got to start him up. And like I said earlier, I like Clyde Edwards-Helaire as a start. Again, McKinnon just coming off an injury, probably not 100%. I see McKinnon getting some pass catching work. So you could flex McKinnon if you needed to. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think, is the move here. I also like Rashee Shaheed as a start. He's been consistent, Trey. This guy's been just going and going. So give me Rashee Shaheed. And of course, you got to start Travis Kelce.
You mean Rashee Rice?
That's what I meant to say, Rashee Rice. There's so many Rashees, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? I like it.
Hey, I ain't never met a person named Rashee in my life, but there's so many I can't remember who's who.
That's right.
Bills Chiefs, you know that was going to be a good one, man.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy here again, off on YouTube. Other league is also winning. Get in. I need a wide receiver and a flex. Keaton Mitchell, Godwin, Lockett, Hubbard. I can pick Josh Downs or Zay Jones, but I need to drop one of these dudes. It's a full PPR.
I think I go Godwin and Hubbard, man. Yeah, because I think Hubbard's definitely your flex out of everybody there. But you need a wide receiver, so you're looking at Godwin, Lockett, Downs, or Zay Jones.
So I think what he's saying is he's either needs Zay Jones or Josh Downs, but he's got to drop one of the guys above.
Well, it says he needs a wide receiver and a flex out of Keaton Mitchell, okay, Godwin, Lockett, Hubbard. He can pick up Josh Downs or Zay Jones, but he would have to drop one of those dudes.
Okay. You're right. I like Hubbard definitely as the flex, right? Mm-hmm.
And then wide receiver out of Godwin, Lockett, Downs, or Jones. I mean, in my opinion, it's Godwin or Jones, but I think I'm holding on to Godwin and firing him up.
Yeah, I agree, man. Yeah, good stuff. Zay Jones, I think, is probably an okay start, too, though.
Yes, sir.
I just, who would you drop?
Exactly. I mean, are you really dropping Tyler Lockett? I mean, I know it's been terrible,
it's hard.
But are you dropping him?
Yeah, it is hard, because if I saw Lockett on the waiver, I'm gonna pick him up, I promise.
Immediately, and Godwin.
Yeah.
I think both of them.
Exactly. But let's go to the next game, Trey, a contender for the Manscaped game of the week. But hey, we felt it needed to go to the Bills and Chiefs. But we've got the Eagles at the Cowboys.
Sunday night football, baby. I'm ready to watch it. 50.5 points is the over-under for this game. And Vegas has the Cowboys picked to win by 3. You know, I remember the last time these two met up just a couple weeks ago. And I'll take the Eagles again.
Yes, they did meet up a couple of weeks ago. It was a good game. It was a close game, Trey. And call me a Cowboys fan this week. I'm taking the Cowboys, Trey.
Hit the gag bag drop. That's how I feel right now.
What are you going to do, buddy? What are you going to do?
But jumping to my Eagles starts, you're going to start up Jalen Hurts. You're going to fire him up. You're going to start A.J. Brown, but you're going to temper expectations because he didn't have a great game against the Cowboys, and I'm sure they're going to double cover him again. However, Devonta Smith, I think, has a decent game, and Dallas Goedert is back, so you're firing that man up. DeAndre Swift, you're starting in this game. We saw how he ran against the Cowboys. And Kenneth Gainwell is getting some PPR work. So, you know, if you're needing a deep flex and you're looking to get, you know, 10 to 12 points, Kenneth Gainwell could get it for you.
Interesting. Swift has had a rough couple of weeks, but he did have a great game against the Cowboys. So, I mean, there's no way I'm sitting Swift, man, because his healing is so high. So, I like what you're selling over there, buddy.
Jumping to my Cowboys starts, Dak Prescott, fire him up. CeeDee Lamb, you got to fire this guy up. And Brandon Cooks, you got to fire this guy up. Jake Ferguson, start him up.
Okay.
And Tony Pollard, the man who pulls it off in the fourth quarter enough to make your fantasy team happy, start him up.
Yeah. Almost traded Tony Pollard away. It's been rough dealing with old Pollard, but glad we held on to him, Trey.
Yeah, man, I actually saw this game. There was a title for someone talking about this game, and it said the race for MVP, Prescott or Hurts. And I'm like, I don't see the comparison.
Oof. Oh, is Dak in the is the MVP conversation?
Apparently so.
Oof. Man, wow. I need to look at those odds, buddy. Yeah. Need to check it out. But yeah, Eagles, Cowboys, gonna be a banger on Sunday night football. How many tush pushes? Over or under 3 tush pushes?
Give me the over, baby. I'm smashing it.
Of course you're taking the over on that one. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We got a Monday night doubleheader. I hate when they do this. Let's get it going with the Packers at the Giants, Trey.
I hate it even more that they both start at the exact same time.
Are you serious?
7:15 Central Standard Time, both of them. So you're going to have to pick a game and watch it or flip back and forth, however you want to do it. But let's go with the Packers and Giants. Over-under for this game is 37 points. Vegas have the Packers picked to win by 5.5. And, I mean, they just beat the Chiefs. You know they can beat the Giants. Give me the Packers.
Bro, Packers have been on fire. Give me the Packers, Trey.
Yes, sir.
Jump some Packers starts here, man. Jordan Love, man, even in just regular leagues, start him up. Jordan Love has been incredible, my friend. Aaron Jones, if he plays, I like to start him, man. If he doesn't play, A.J. Dillon, I like to start him, man. Christian Watson coming back alive a little bit, my friend. Start him up. Romeo Doubs, I also like as a flex, and Jaden Reed is a flex also. And if you really need a tight end, man, Tucker Kraft can help you out, Trey.
Yeah, man, he definitely can. I've got him in, I think, one league at least. And that's just a league that Brevin Jordan wasn't available in. So,
yeah, Brevin Jordan, I was really kind of standoffish about him last week, but after seeing him put up a decent game with Dalton Schultz out, I like Brevin Jordan as well, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's get to some Giants starts, buddy. Saquon Barkley? Can I get a Saquon over here?
Saquon?
That's all I got.
Yeah, man, I don't blame you, but I like it. Give me some Saquon.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking earlier? We haven't heard a lot about Saquon this year, and I guess it's because the Giants have been so terrible, right?
Yeah, man, it's sad, you know, because everybody was so excited. I mean, Giants fans were so excited when Daniel Jones got the contract, and they were like, "This, we made the playoffs. We're doing things. We're doing big things." Not this year, baby.
Yeah, man, they just had that – just that year was, I guess, an anomaly, man. They just tore it up last year, and then now they're just getting torn up this year.
Yeah, and what are they going to do? You know, they just paid Daniel Jones all that money. Are they going to get rid of him?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know. Probably not. Let's go and move on to the last game on our list, a game that's starting apparently at the exact same time. We've got the Titans at the Dolphins on Monday Night Football.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points, and wouldn't you know it, Vegas had the Dolphins picked to win by 12.5. The Dolphins have had probably the highest margin in point spread, and I think it was after that first game when they put up 70 points.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll take the Dolphins to get the dub here. I mean, the Dolphins have been on fire, and they're really humble about it, and they're just rolling with dubs every week.
Yes, they are, buddy. Yes, they are very humble. I just like this team. I like everybody on it. Everybody just seems like they're having a good time, and they're just good guys. I love the head coach. Give me the Dolphins for the dub. Right.
But jumping into my starting with the Titans, DeAndre Hopkins, I think you can fire him up in this game. Derrick Henry, got to fire this man up. He's running downhill hard and heavy. Tyaje Spears, still getting enough work to be flexed in your fantasy leagues. And then Chigo Conquo, he's put up 8 to 9 points in the past 2 weeks. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, that's what you'll get.
Okay, I like it, buddy. Yeah, Derrick Henry, keep him going, Trey.
Jumping to my Dolphins starts, Tua Tagovailoa. You know you got to start him up. Tyreek Hill is questionable with an ankle injury, but he'll play. He had a rest day. I think it was more of a rest day than anything. But he had a full practice today. You got to start him up. Jaylen Waddle, you know, it's not been amazing, but it's been enough. So start him up. Mostert, questionable as well. I think it was also a rest day. He will play. Start him up, even though A-Chain is playing, because A-Chain's going to get the most work, but Mostert is going to get enough. So.
I like how you said Tua Tagovailoa, start him up, as one word, Trey.
Tua Tagovailoa, start him up.
Great stuff, buddy. Yes, Dolphins, Titans. Give me the Dolphins for sure in this game, Trey.
Still think it's going to be a good game to watch.
I do, too. I do. I like watching the Titans. I like watching the Dolphins. I agree, buddy. I agree. And guys, if you like everything you have seen here today, please don't forget to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/fourthandflex. You'll get some content that nobody else gets to see. You basically become our family, basically. So join our Patreon, man. Just link down in the description below. Also, one more thing before we go, I just thought I had to mention, Trey.
We got merch.
Yes, we do got merch, man. Go down in the description, click that link, grab you a shirt, grab you a hat, rock the brand, Fourth and Flex, and support your boys over here, man, because we want to support you.
Do it.
Trey, this is the last week. We got a lot of win and in situations, man. Can you give these people a little something? Let them know what's up.
Look, man, you know, it's got to be tough, and, you know, you can watch all these podcasters and you can ask all these questions, but it all comes down to you. It's your sole responsibility in the end. So go with your gut, ride it out. And if you don't make it to the playoffs, just keep pushing the next year. Keep trying hard, because it's not a hard, or it's not an easy game, but it's a fun game and we love it.
Better luck next year. I'm just kidding. Oh, guys, thank you so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
Check out fourthandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.